Hi, I'm Taryn Fagerness of Taryn Fagerness Agency, a literary agency specializing in selling foreign rights to North American books. This is a podcast for my friends in the world of foreign book publishing, co-agents, scouts, and publishers. And I'll be telling you about my favorite books from my catalog. Hello, friends! Taryn here, and I am so delighted and thrilled to tell you about the romantasy La Vie de Guinevere by Paula Lafferty. The author funded this book on Kickstarter and will independently publish October 24. So let's talk about the Kickstarter really quick. Author Paula Lafferty is an indie author, and she started a Kickstarter for La Vie de Guinevere and raised over $65,000. It's remarkable. And it is, to our knowledge, the most an independent author has raised for a book project on Kickstarter. How did she do this? Well, she's got an amazing social media following that is all about her writing and publishing journey for this book. For example, her video about finishing the manuscript got over 12 million views on TikTok. Also, the book is phenomenal. So let's get into it. This Outlander meets Camelot, big-hearted romantasy spins the legend of King Arthur and Queen Guinevere in such a new, refreshing way. Main character, 22-year-old Vera, lives in this quaint, present-day English town of Glastonbury. She's curiously unmemorable to the people she meets, never really keeping friends for long. She's also a stalwart, curious, and loyal character who it's so easy to root for. Then the famed wizard Merlin shows up claiming she is the legendary Queen Guinevere, and he used his magic to place her temporarily in the future to save her from near death at the hands of an evil mage. Needless to say, this is a lot for Vera to take in. Merlin also explains that she was the only witness to a terrible curse that is draining Camelot of magic. Once, every four people in the kingdom of Camelot had magic, and now it's 1 in 10 and getting worse. Mages, who are the lucky few to possess more than one magical power, are frantically trying to keep Arthur's magically fueled economy from unraveling. And Vera is the key, although she does not remember anything she's supposed to remember. But she agrees to come back in time with Merlin and do her best. Vera, who, as I mentioned before, has never really had a friend, finds one straight away in Lancelot. What a terrific character in Lancelot. He's a bit impulsive, but he's also brave and kind. Their friendship is such a surprising and wonderful element in this story. It's not romantic, although it does hint that way at first. Winning over King Arthur, however, is an entirely other matter. For some reason, even though King Arthur is so kind with all of his subjects in Camelot, he seems to loathe Vera, giving her the real icy death stare. As Vera does her best to fake it until she can make it as Queen Guinevere, she, along with the reader, learns about Camelot and how it differs from the familiar tales. For one, magic is everywhere in this Camelot. Vera, with her colorful language, modern running shoes, and progressive ideas about her role, is also a wonderful counterpoint to this land of old. But trouble is brewing. Remember that curse I mentioned? Well, the people of the kingdom blame Guinevere for their woes. Crops are flooding, magic is fading, and Vera cannot seem to remember her life as Guinevere, let alone anything about this curse. And though Arthur tries to keep his distance from Vera, for a reason I will not reveal in this podcast, they form a hesitant friendship in the midst of Camelot's darker days, a friendship that turns to something more. But it's complicated, to say the least. This richly drawn romantasy has it all. Magic and danger, a familiar legend reinvigorated, and a fish out of water, enemies to lovers, except they shouldn't be enemies, but they are to lovers, slow burn romantic love story that will make your heart ache. Somehow, author Paula Lafferty creates a luxuriously plotted story that a reader can just totally sink into while also bringing the mind-blowing twists. This is a planned trilogy, and I cannot wait for more Vera and Arthur. I really hope you will check out La Vie de Guinevere by Paula Lafferty.